to tap into it as we should, because of all those medical issues, and that is the census. It is so important. And today we have Todd McGee, Community Relations Director for Orange County, with us. And Todd, first of all, good morning and thanks for being here.
Good morning, Ron. Thank you for having me.
What is the latest you can tell us about the census and how people can get involved, which is essential?
So really the census is continuing. And by that, I mean you can still do it because you don't have to interact with anybody. You can do it on the website, my2020census.gov, or you can call in your responses to an 800 number that the census has set up. You can still do it during this time. So if you're stuck at home with nothing to do and you need something to pass the time for 5 or 10 minutes, and filling out the census will be a great way to go ahead and do that and get that out of the way.
Who should be worried that they're not being counted? In other words, who should respond to this?
Everybody. I mean, everybody who lives in the United States needs to respond to the census. It doesn't matter if you're a citizen. What matters is if you're living here or not. The issue is a lot of people are concerned that the census may share this data with other agencies, but this information is protected. They are by law not allowed to share it for 72 years. So this information will not be shared with your landlord. It won't be shared with ICE officials. It won't be shared with law enforcement in any way. And it's very important for everybody to respond, because what that does is the census determines how much federal money, and a lot of state programs are divvy up their funds based on census counts. So if we get undercounted in Orange County and Chapel Hill, then the money that we receive to provide services to folks will also be less.
I am concerned that we won't get as good a count as we should because of the coronavirus outbreak. Is there any possibility that this could be delayed, pushed back, in order to get more people to respond?
Well, so the census, you have until actually July 31st to fill out your form. So there's actually plenty of time to do it. One of our big concerns is with the university population, the student population.
Mm-hmm.
Those kids, a lot of them have gone home, and they live out of state, in some instances out of country. And so getting them to be able to fill it out, and they are supposed to fill it out as though they are in Chapel Hill or wherever they are on April 1st, as opposed to going back home and then possibly being counted when their parents fill out the census. So, yeah, that's a big concern right now. It's the students who live off campus. It's not the ones who live on campus. The on-campus students will be taken care of through what the census calls its group quarters enumeration. So the university will work with the Census Bureau to provide them that data. But it's the kids who live off campus in apartments, and rented houses and things like that, who may have gone home, that we need to be able to reach out to and let them know that, hey, you still need to do this census, and you need to do it as though wherever you would have been on April 1st.
I know that this was extremely well organized, in the beginning, and there are so many Be Counted sites that were supposed to open, but that, of course, has been delayed indefinitely. Can you tell us more about that, when they might be able to open, and where those places are?
Yes, so we had arranged with some of our local government partners and some other organizations to have 15 Be Counted sites. And what these are, they're places that have public computers. We would have information set up about the census there, and you could go in and take your 5 or 10 minutes and fill out the census there. If you didn't have, good internet access at home, or no internet access, or you just wanted a better computer, or you needed some information, you wanted a chance to talk to somebody maybe. So we had those set up all throughout the county, in libraries and community centers. Durham Tech was going to have one for us at our DSS offices. We had them set up all over the county and ready to go this Monday. In fact, March 16th, we're going to open them up. And then, of course, this happened. And so none of those really are – we're not really encouraging people to go out to those now. There are some – the DSS offices are still open, and they do have public computers. So if you do find yourself out there for a reason and you want to do it, that would be fine. But, again, we are not encouraging folks to go out and use public computers at this stage. And as far as when they may be – available, we just don't know. I mean, we've seen estimates of 2 to 4 weeks, 4 to 8 weeks, 8 to 20 weeks, as far as what the impact on services would be. And I'm talking that's nationwide, not necessarily Orange County. So,
So many unknowns of this whole situation for everybody. We're talking to Todd McGee, Community Relations Director for Orange County. And, you know, we talk about the census all the time, and we talk about how important it is for everybody to be counted, everybody to participate, because so much money is riding on it from the government. Tell us about that. Where does that money go that we keep talking about?
Well, that's $675 billion with the B a year in federal funds that are divvied up based on census data. And so that money goes to provide a program for schools, school lunches, school nutrition. It goes to towns to provide money for roads. It goes to DSS to provide money for some of their services that they offer. It goes to Medicare, which provides services to our older generation. So, you know, it goes to a lot of different things that benefit all aspects of society. So everyone will benefit from an accurate count. We have seen studies that show that basically every person that fills the census out brings in about $1,800 per year in state and federal funds to their communities. Now, some of that money is, you know, statewide. Some of it's specifically into Chapel Hill and Orange County and Carrboro and Hillsborough. So every person who does it brings in $1,800 a year, and if you think, okay, this is what they're going to use for the next 10 years, then each person is really essentially worth $18,000 in federal and state funds to their communities.
Well, you know, the census, as we all are aware, only takes place once every 10 years, and it's unfortunate that we have this pandemic going on at the same time. I know a lot of people have questions, Todd, about the whole process. Give us that census website once again, and also tell us about local sources where they can go, either by phone or mail, email, whatever the case may be, to find out more.
Okay, so there's two census websites that you need to be aware of. So if you want to fill out the census, if you received your invitation and you have your 12-digit code and you want to fill out the census, or even if you didn't get your invitation but you still want to fill it out, you can do it by your address, then you would go to my2020census.gov. So it's www.my2020census.gov. And I just did it a couple of days ago, and I have four kids, and it took me less than 10 minutes to fill it out. And I did not have my code. I had to do it through my address, but it's really simple. It's just a series of questions for each person in your household, and then it takes less than, like I said, it took me about 7 minutes to do it. And I have six people in my household. If you're just looking for information about the census, go to www.2020census.gov. In Orange County, we also have, if you're looking for local information about, you know, where these B-counted sites are, in case you want to try that one, you want to wait for those until they open, then it's orangecountync.gov/2020census.
All right. Well, there are folks out there who still will have questions about this. And, of course, the one thing you mentioned earlier is that a lot of people have hesitancy to respond, people who think that ICE is going to come to their house after they participate in the census. Can you say one more thing here to allay their fears and to make them feel better?
So, like I said, the census data is protected by law. It will be held safe for 72 years. So what that means, if you think about it, that means no census data since 1950 has been seen by the public, anybody other than the Census Bureau. And one thing we would like to tell people about, just kind of warn folks, is we are getting reports, not necessarily in Orange County, but in other areas of the state and country, of scammers going out, of people coming out and knocking on doors now and saying they are working with the census and they're just verifying your address or verifying that people live in this house. Those should not be census workers. The census has actually, for the next 2 weeks, suspended all field operations. So if anybody comes knocking on your door in the next 2 weeks and claims they're a census employee, they are not. And so we would ask that you make sure that they don't come inside your house. Don't let them look inside your house. And then call 911 and report that you've seen people that are posing as Census Bureaus in your neighborhood.
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of scams going on out there, and that's just one of them. Todd, thank you so much for spending a little time with us this morning, and I certainly think that you pass along some good information to our listeners.
Well, my pleasure, Ron. We'll be happy to help out anytime.
That is Todd McGee, Community Relations Director for Orange County. It is so important, again, that major website you can go visit, my2020census.gov. That is my2020census.gov to find out more. So important. Participate in the 2020 census. I know a lot of other things are going on right now in your life, and we have a lot of other concerns, but this is something that's extremely important for all of us. It is 8:55.